Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Before we get to the Oscars last night, there was a passing over the weekend, and it was David Ogden Stiers. Died of bladder cancer on Saturday. He was 75 years old. Most famous for playing Major Charles Emerson Winchester III on MASH.
Know this. You can cut me off from the civilized world. You can incarcerate me with two moronic cellmates. You can torture me with your thrice daily swill, but you cannot break the spirit of a Winchester.
75 for David Ogden Stiers, and 80-year-old Bill Cosby due in a courtroom outside Philadelphia today. The Oscars were last night, and we'll get to some of the winners and stuff in a second. But first, there's an online kind of doctor, online diagnosis treatment website for herpes called Herp Alert. Herp Alert, you could take, I guess, take a picture of what's going on down there. You send it in, and they got doctors issuing prescriptions and pharmacies, and you submit your photos of your what's going on down there, and they say within 2 hours they got a turnaround time. They can get you what you need. And the Herp Alert was spiking this past weekend with all the stars in Hollywood looking to get treated up before the 90th Oscar Awards. They say the site has seen a huge surge in people seeking prescriptions over the past 72 hours, a whopping 60 cases a day since Friday in Hollywood and Beverly Hills. That's compared to a usual 10 case load per day thing. They say the sources haven't seen submissions at Herp Alert that high since 80% since last spike came during the NBA All-Star weekend, when they got 30 cases a day of people requesting prescriptions in the L.A. area. So, big calls coming in on the NBA weekend, and even more last night for Hollywood. And the big picture winners, the best picture, Shape of Water. Best director, Shape of Water, for Guillermo del Toro. The best actor went to Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour and his England. Escapes me right now. But best actress went to Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So did the supporting actor Sam Rockwell. He got the three billboards, and the best supporting actress was Allison Janney from I, Tonya. Now, Jimmy Kimmel came right out and told you it's going to be a different kind of show.
This is a really long show. So here's what we're going to do. Not saying you shouldn't give a long speech, but whoever gives the shortest speech tonight will go home with, Johnny, tell them what they'll win.
It's a brand new jet ski. Back to you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Helen Mirren not included. So this is not a joke. I will be timing you. I have a stopwatch. The moment you are handed that Oscar, the clock will start ticking. So get up here, grab it, and go.
Yeah, Gary Oldman for Winston Churchill. I don't know why that name was so hard to come to my mind. A name that was on Jimmy Kimmel's mind last night, and I think everybody else, Harvey Weinstein.
The Academy, as you're no doubt aware, took action last year to expel Harvey Weinstein from their ranks. There were a lot of great nominees, but Harvey deserved it the most. And the Academy kicked him out, and after they did, I was curious, so I looked it up. You know, the only other person to be expelled from the Academy ever was a character actor named Carmine Caridi. In 2004, he was kicked out for sharing screeners. Carmine Caridi got the same punishment as Harvey Weinstein for giving his neighbor a copy of Seabiscuit on VHS.
One of the highlights, I thought, was Eddie Vedder doing a song during the In Memoriam. He got up and did a Tom Petty song at the top of the world. And at the end of the show, it was a return for Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty as they screwed up the Oscars last year, and they gave them a chance to make good last night.
It's been a great evening, and we're about to present the final award of the night. This is the home stretch. Nothing could possibly go wrong from here on. What happened last year is Waterhouse under the bridge. Here now, on the historic 51st anniversary of the classic Bonnie and Clyde,
Please welcome Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
It's so nice seeing you again.
As they say, presenting is lovelier the second time around.
And, you know, with the Me Too movement and everything that's on everybody's mind, with the statues going out and Hollywood under the microscope that it is, Jimmy had some fun with that.
After all the awards given for achievements in show business, Oscar is still number one, no question about it. Oscar is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood, and there's a very good reason why. Just look at him. Keeps his hands where you can see them. Never says a rude word. And most importantly, no penis at all. He is literally a statue of limitations.
Jimmy Kimmel says he was paid only $15,000 to host the Oscars. And probably the weirdest thing that I saw last night was when Jennifer Lawrence came out to present one of the awards, standing next to Jodie Foster, who was on crutches. And she looked like Shaquille O'Neal compared to Jodie Foster. She was like a foot and a half taller than Foster.